This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day to focus on a great issue that has tremendous impact on every single one of us, every citizen of the world, every citizen certainly of the United States of America, talking about the future of Ukraine and the outcome of this war. And yes, that will be determined to a great extent by U.S. policy and whether or not we continue our support of a difficult but heroic struggle. There is a piece today from a contributor at the American Enterprise Institute. Hal Brands is a senior fellow at AEI. He is also a professor at Johns Hopkins University, one of the leading places to go to study American foreign policy. He, Distinguished Professor of Global Affairs is his title, a Henry A. Kissinger Distinguished Professor of Global Affairs. Dr. Brands has previously worked as a special assistant to the Secretary of Defense for Strategic Planning and lead writer for the National Defense Strategy Commission. Dr. Brands, you have a new piece, What Will Happen If the U.S. Stops Funding Ukraine? And then just two words, nothing good. What is the worst that could happen if suddenly there is a shift in the political perspective and the United States cuts off the provision of aid and weapons and ammunition to the fighters in Ukraine?
Well, the worst that could happen would be that Ukraine's position on the battlefield would erode gradually, but to the point where it could no longer sustain its defense against Russian aggression and would ultimately be forced to make peace on whatever terms Vladimir Putin was willing to offer. That's probably not the most likely scenario. The most likely scenario is simply that Ukraine would be unable to make further progress in terms of kicking the Russians out of its own territory.
In terms of the people who are arguing that the advantage of cutting off support for Ukraine would be to force Zelensky into reaching some compromise position, some agreement that he would get from Vladimir Putin. What's wrong with that argument?
Well, they might as well be honest and say that what they want is for Zelensky to surrender to Putin, because the only terms that Putin has indicated he would accept at this point are terms that equate to the surrender of huge chunks of Ukrainian territory, some of which the Russians don't even control at this point, and would essentially turn Ukraine into a Russian proxy state, a country that would be indefensible and unsustainable from an economic perspective.
And that would be a very negative thing. I mean, a nightmarish thing, in my opinion, but a very negative thing for the United States because?
Well, the consequences would go well beyond Ukraine. So if you think that the United States has an interest in preventing Chinese aggression in the Western Pacific, it's hard for me to fathom how that objective is advanced by a scenario in which the United States shows that it's not even willing to help a country defend itself against a weaker autocratic aggressor in Russia. You'd certainly get questioning of American commitment in other parts of the globe, and Russian and Chinese propaganda would reap a windfall. The story that Xi Jinping and Vladimir Putin would be able to tell countries around the world is, yeah, the Americans are willing to fight the last Ukrainian or the last Afghan, but they'll cut you loose and leave you hanging in the end.
And what about the idea that, do you believe it's credible that Putin would not stop with success in Ukraine, that there's possibilities it would go on to take parts of Moldova, Romania, Poland, obviously, is right next door and extremely worried. The idea of totally trying to reestablish the evil empire, would that be a likelihood?
Well, the good news, such as it is that even a Ukraine that was isolated from American support would be unlikely to fall totally to Russia, just because Russia doesn't appear to have the military power necessary to conquer and hold all of Ukraine. So that's the good news. The bad news is that even in a scenario where Russia was simply able to carve out a somewhat larger chunk of Ukraine than it has today, you'd have pervasive insecurity throughout Eastern Europe and the former Soviet Union. And you'd have a Russia that believes that it has proven that it can hang in there and outlast the Western democracies. That's unlikely to have positive effects, geopolitically speaking, down the road, even if it wouldn't necessarily lead to an invasion of Poland or the Baltic states tomorrow.
You put in your column, which is very important, I hope everyone will read it, it's posted on our website at michaelmedved.com. Dr. Brands writes about the impact of this particularly on China. And as you point out, of course, the war in Ukraine has never been only about Ukraine. From day one, it's been a test of strength between those who defend and those who mean to destroy the existing international order. The threat to Taiwan would be very dire and very real, and would almost certainly involve the participation at some point of American troops, would it not?
If China were to attack Taiwan and were to succeed in taking Taiwan, the consequences would be pretty significant for the U.S. position up and down the Western Pacific and potentially beyond. And so I think the United States probably would find itself in a situation where it felt compelled to intervene. And so the priority has to be deterring a Chinese attack on Taiwan. And one of the ways you do that, aside from building up your own capabilities, is by convincing observers of the present war, including China, that the United States, you know, has what it takes to stick with countries that are under attack from big bad autocracies next door.
What about the damage to the Russian military? We hear figures that are just stunning about the number of casualties the Russians have already endured. At what point does that become too much for the Putin regime?
Well, it won't become too much for the Putin regime until military losses start to create significant blowback within the Russian elite. And so far, that's not really happening because the Russian elite hasn't been significantly affected by the human costs of the war so far. So I think Putin believes he can sustain this war for another year, another 2 years, another 3 years, and in fact is counting on doing so because he thinks that will allow him to outlast and outwait the West.
And the idea that we now have this great controversy, even on the speaker's race, that seems to be an issue as to who will be the next Speaker of the House, with Jim Jordan increasingly questioning America's commitment to Ukraine. Now, I know that you have another commitment, but I do think it's extraordinarily important that people take a look at your piece, written from obviously a massively informed perspective. The piece under the title, What Will Happen If the U.S. Stops Funding Ukraine? There's breaking news about a new Russian missile attack on residential buildings in Kharkiv. We will get to that. And also, a sentence of 8.5 years against a Russian newscaster who had questioned, can you imagine, the war. We'll get to that as well, coming up on the Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776. We'll be right back.
champions for free market reform in Washington State, Washington Policy Center, at their annual dinner event October 13th, featuring the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann.
You don't see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
No. So you do see race?
Because that's a microaggression.
Yeah, that's a microaggression.
Yeah.
Also featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
How do we fight the 72% of millennials in America who believe that socialism is a good thing? Ask them, where has it worked?
Details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a three-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Michael Medved show, a Russian missile attack on residential buildings killed a 10-year-old boy and his grandmother, and it injured at least 27 others in Kharkiv, which is the second largest city in Ukraine. It comes a day after dozens of people died, at least 51. In a Russian missile strike on a nearby village, It apparently killed over a small village, and it killed over half the population in the town. Meanwhile, Russia launched a massive drone attack overnight, damaging port infrastructure and a grain silo on the Danube River, Ukrainian officials said. Russia has successfully tested a new generation of nuclear-powered cruise missile, President Putin claimed. He also raised the prospect of revoking Russia's ratification of a treaty banning nuclear tests. U.S. President Joe Biden is concerned that failing efforts to approve arms for Ukraine amid political upheaval in Congress could become a serious battlefield concern. In an effort to better understand the geopolitical debate behind backing Kyiv, you can look at how the international assistance to Ukraine stacks up. The way it stacks up politically is that it is only a minority of the Republican Party that is opposed to the $6 billion that McCarthy and Biden had agreed to before the McCarthy speakership fell apart. And again, it was part of the deal to avoid a government shutdown that they eliminated the $6 billion that they were going to provide to Ukraine, that they already committed to provide to Ukraine. And this is at a time when a majority of Republicans and virtually all of the Democrats in the House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate support the aid to Ukraine. That the whole world supports the aid to Ukraine. You know what? One of the big donors in terms of providing military assistance has been South Korea. And the fact that that we would turn our backs on dealing with this monstrous evil, how evil? There's a piece that deserves more attention than it's received. And it's a piece about a modern-day hero. Somebody ought to be considered for a Nobel Peace Prize at some point. But her name is Marina Ovsyannikova. And a Russian court just sentenced her to 8.5 years in prison. Why? Sentenced her because she staged an audacious protest against the Kremlin's war in Ukraine on TV and later fled the country. Marina Ovsyannikova was found guilty in absentia. She's living in Paris right now. Probably a good move. She was found guilty of, quote, disseminating knowingly false information about the use of the Russian armed forces, according to a statement posted Wednesday by the Basmani District Court of Moscow. In March 2022, shortly after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, Marina, who is a producer at the Kremlin flagship network Channel One, burst into view behind the anchor of the evening news and shouted, "Stop the war! No to war!" Before the camera cut away, she flashed a poster before millions of viewers. It read, "No war, stop the war, don't believe propaganda, they lie to you here, they lie all the time, Russians against war." Refreshing, no? I mean, somebody literally risking her entire life to get that message across to people in Russia. Ovsyannikova, who is 45 years old, initially was detained, released, and ordered to pay a roughly $280 fine at the time. 4 months after her TV protest, she staged a single picket protest in front of the Kremlin, hoisting a poster highlighting the number of children killed during the war. She was detained and again fined. Prosecutors later charged her with spreading false information about the Russian army, and she was put under house arrest in Moscow and fitted with an electric ankle bracelet while awaiting trial for an offense that could have resulted in more than 10 years of prison. At a news conference in Paris in February, Ovsyannikova confirmed that she had escaped house arrest and has been living in France after being smuggled out of Russia last fall. Presumably someone helped her get rid of the ankle bracelet. On her Telegram channel this week, she declared her innocence, saying, "The criminal charges brought against me are absurd and politically motivated. They decided to give me an exemplary thrashing because I was not afraid to tell the truth." That's what we are dealing with here. And the story that you hear all the time that, well, we have to protect our own border, the idea that spending $6 billion, which is less than 0.3% of the total that we spend every year in terms of government money, the idea that that kind of commitment to deal with the evils of Putinism and the prospect of these testing these new missiles and the nuclear threats and the rest of it, the idea that we can't do a better job of providing security on the southern border, maybe now with this embarrassing turnaround of the Biden administration in agreeing to repair and improve some sections of border wall, the idea is that President Biden, in trying to answer questions about that, has not been particularly effective. But one of the things that was also not particularly effective is the notion of changing the way Americans look at our past. There is a big effort all around the country. It's already been accomplished in many jurisdictions to change Columbus Day, which is coming up, into Indigenous Peoples Day. But one of the things that they don't tell you about is the history of Indigenous peoples with slavery. And you may say, oh, yeah, yeah, they were enslaved by Columbus. No, we're talking about people here in the United States who not only supported the Confederacy, but actually traveled on the so-called Trail of Tears and more, together with their thousands of black slaves. What's the shocking truth being hidden on Indigenous Peoples Day? We'll talk with Professor Paul Kangor about it coming up on the MedVet Show.
You're listening to the Mighty Michael Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. President Biden is applauding the latest jobs report.
You heard me say it before, I'm going to keep saying it. My dad had an expression. He said, Joey, a job's about a lot more than a paycheck. It's about your dignity. It's about respect. It's about being able to look your kid in the eye and say, honey, it's going to be okay and mean it.
In September, the U.S. economy gained 336,000 jobs, which exceeded economists' expectations. Former President Trump's legal team is seeking a halt in his business fraud trial through a plea to a New York State appeals court. The move follows a series of rulings by the Manhattan Supreme Court judge overseeing the $250 million civil trial. These decisions pave the way for the liquidation of the Trump business empire. And Dick Butkus, the iconic Chicago Bears linebacker and NFL Hall of Famer, passed away at the age of 80. Family members say he peacefully died in his sleep on Thursday. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Michael Medved Show, a lot of people have lost sight of the big holiday coming up on Monday. It is a legal holiday for many people and in many places, known for more than 100 years as Columbus Day. But now there are a number of places that have redesignated it as Indigenous Peoples Day. There is, for instance, an announcement of a new Pew survey where they say working on Columbus Day or Indigenous Peoples Day, it depends on where your job is. It also depends on what you actually know about the background of Indigenous Peoples Day and Columbus Day, for that matter. Paul Kangor is a professor of history and political science at Grove City College and the executive director of the Institute for Faith and Freedom. He has a terrific piece, which I believe we're scooping the world on because it hasn't appeared yet, but will and should. It is called Indigenous Slavers, American Indians Who Owned and Whipped Blacks. Why is this so important right now, Paul Kangor? And are you prepared for some of the blowback you're almost sure to get?
It's okay. It's fine with me. If they want to whip me for telling the truth on this, so be it. But you know, if you want to cancel Christopher Columbus and Columbus Day on Monday, all right, and because, you know, among your reasons is that you think that he advanced slavery and all these other evils, and you want to instead replace him with Indigenous Peoples Day, well, you ought to know that Indigenous peoples not only were, you know, treated each other and other tribes with savage cruelty sometimes, but they owned slaves. They actually owned slaves. They own
and
more
you're talking
slaves
about
than
black
Columbus
slaves who had been black slaves who had been kidnapped in Africa and taken across the ocean. They were owned by indigenous Indian tribes, and it wasn't just the Cherokees. A lot of people may have heard about that, but it was a lot of tribes that purchased slaves. Is that right?
That's right. That's right. In fact, the five so-called civilized tribes, right? So that would be the Cherokee, the Choctaw, the Creek, the Chickasaw, and the Seminoles. They were, they all owned slaves. So they owned black American slaves. They owned thousands of them. And they were often brutal to them. I mean, not only did they whip them and shackle them and put them in chains, but I mean, there are cases of them, marching them and brutal marches that left some of them dead. There are infamous cases of amputating feet of slaves so that they couldn't escape. There are cases of torture. And, we're talking thousands of these people altogether. In fact, to this day, there are black Americans who are descendants of those slaves who have lawsuits against the Cherokee, against the Seminoles, to try to get, compensation, reparation for how their ancestors were treated. And people listening right now who are shocked to hear this, well, yeah, you're shocked to hear it because you're probably educated in American government schools and by our horrifically, blatantly liberal left-wing biased universities that don't talk about any of this because instead they prefer a narrative that's anti-Western, that's anti-Columbus, that's anti-Judeo-Christian. So instead they want to uphold these Indian tribes that were barbaric. And in fact, I'm not even talking here about the Aztecs and the Incans and the Mayans and the human sacrifices and other things that they did. Just sticking here with the case of American indigenous peoples and their owning of slaves.
And by the way, one of the things that you bring up that's very important is that this didn't end with the Civil War or the 13th Amendment. Why didn't they apply the 13th Amendment liberating all the slaves in the country? Why didn't they apply that to some of the slaves who were being held and terribly abused by these Indian tribes?
Yeah, well, they tried to, and it just wasn't easy. And I think part of that was, whatever exemptions that we were giving to American Indians at the time, and I think part of it was also just simply enforcement, right? But the Chickasaw and the Choctaw, they both sided with the Confederacy during the Civil War. So I want to know, where are our liberals? Where are our Antifa and BLM people to march into an Indian reservation and tear down some statues of, Chief so-and-so of the Choctaws, right?
Yeah, well, one of the things that you cite in your article, and the article is going to appear in American Spectator, is it?
Yeah, it'll appear on Monday, on Indigenous Peoples Day.
Terrific. Will you quote Ryan Smith writing in the Smithsonian Magazine, which does not have a reputation as a conservative or a cage-rattling kind of publication at all. But what Ryan Smith wrote in Smithsonian Magazine is, when you think of the Trail of Tears, you likely imagine a long procession of suffering Cherokee Indians forced westward by a villainous Andrew Jackson. Perhaps you envision unscrupulous white slaveholders whose interest in growing a plantation economy underlay the decision to expel the Cherokee, flooding in to take their place east of the Mississippi River. What you probably don't picture are Cherokee slaveholders, foremost among them Cherokee Chief John Ross. What you probably don't picture are the numerous African American slaves Cherokee owned who made the brutal march themselves, or else were shipped en masse to what is now Oklahoma aboard cramped boats by their wealthy Indian masters. This is more than just a few hundred people, isn't it?
Yeah, no, it's multiple thousands. and somebody should make a movie about it, right? I mean, it kind of indelibly fixed in my mind is the Wilberforce film, Michael, which you probably remember.
Sure.
What was it? Amazing Grace, I think it was called.
Yes, it was called Amazing Grace, right.
Yeah, and I will never forget that image of those black Africans, sandwiched in there like sardines in the galleys of these ships, and for weeks in this voyage, and you know they're losing control of their bodily fluids, and it just made me cry seeing it. It was awful. It was so awful, and. We need to see that, like with images of the Holocaust, right? To realize how bad this was. Well, show us redo on film some images of these African American slaves here in this country, being marched by the Cherokees and Crampo
and other Indian tribes. You have a few moments more, I think. We have a lot to discuss about the upcoming presidential campaign. You have been following the Robert Kennedy Jr. campaign, and he is about to, I believe it's on Monday, he is scheduled to announce that he is no longer running for the Democratic nomination. He's going to be running as an independent, and this is at the same time that another candidate for president, who had also announced previously, Cornel West, is dropping his bid to become the Green Party nominee. He's also running as an independent. What does this mean, and should these individuals get Secret Service protection? We will get to that and to more coming up on the MedVed Show with Dr. Paul Kangor.
The Michael Medved Show.
Join your free market champions, Washington Policy Center, for their annual dinner event on October 13th, featuring national security expert Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
That hobby makes me James Bond.
And the minds of the Babylon Bee, Seth Dillon and Kyle Mann, whose comedy is widely praised.
And that's why the funniest parody comedy now is coming out of the Babylon Bee.
Except on the hard left.
They have scores of articles mocking AOC for being childishly dumb. But that doesn't make any sense.
Details at WPCDinner.com. That's WPCDinner.com.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
With Paul Kangor of Grove City College, where he is the executive director of the Institute for Faith and Freedom, and also professor of political science. Political science is showing in survey after survey after survey that the most rapidly growing percentage of Americans are people who reject both the Republican and the Democratic parties and see themselves as independent. So maybe it's not surprising that we have two very prominent Americans who, just within a couple of days of each other, are declaring their independence and departing from any of the established parties. One of them is Robert Kennedy Jr., who has raised some money. At one point, he was performing impressively, according to some polls in New Hampshire and elsewhere, as a Democratic candidate for that nomination. Apparently he's leaving the Democratic Party and going to be announcing his candidacy as an independent candidate. And the same thing is true of Cornel West, the scholar of African American studies and thought, who was taught at both Princeton and Harvard. He has just announced, "I'm running as an independent candidate for President of the United States to end the iron grip of the ruling class and ensure true democracy." First of all, what do you think the deal is? I mean, it's going to be hard for Cornel West, for instance, and maybe for Robert Kennedy to get on the ballot in any number of states. And Robert Kennedy was running as a Democrat before. Cornel West was running with a Green Party, which is on the ballot in at least 20 states. Why this allure suddenly for these celebrities to drop their party affiliations and to go independent?
Well, it's a good question, and I think in the case of RFK Jr., I think he's just fed up. I mean, they see his campaign, which is, by the way, his campaign manager is Dennis Kucinich, right? Remember Dennis Kucinich?
Yeah.
And they are, they're very angry with how the DNC has treated them, and also they're very upset, Michael, that the Biden administration has refused to offer them Secret Service protection. And RFK Jr. first complained about that in late July, and he said, here's a direct quote, "Since the assassination of my father in 1968, candidates for president are provided Secret Service protection, but not me. And CNN.com, you know, kind of tried to throw cold water on that, claiming something different was going on. Well, whatever. A few weeks later, in fact, just a couple weeks ago, there was a rally for RFK Jr. in Los Angeles, of all places. And Michael, you know this well because you were there that night in June 1968, right? When RFK Sr. was assassinated in Los Angeles. And even after that, the Biden administration refused Secret Service protection. And you know, Kucinich fired off an open letter to President Biden that he sent to the media, again, complaining about this. And a few days after that, RFK Jr. came forward and said, I'm going to be making a major announcement in Philadelphia on October 9th, and people suspect that it's a third-party candidacy. And if that's the case, you know, he doesn't need 20-25% of the votes. I mean, forget it, he's not going to win. But my point and the point of my column in the American Spectator is all he needs is to take a few percentage points more of a vote from Joe Biden than from Donald Trump. And he won't defeat Joe Biden, but he'll elect Donald Trump. And I think Donald Trump's ceiling is about 46% of the vote. Right now in the Real Clear Politics average, he's actually leading Biden 45-44. But I still don't think he can get higher than 46. But if a third party person comes in and can pull Biden under like 48, under 47, under 46, Donald Trump's going to win the presidency next November, and liberals will lose.
Of course, there's a lot of polling recently. I want to come back to this question of Secret Service in a minute, but there's a lot of polling recently that says that RFK Jr. is much more popular among Republicans than among Democrats. And the supposition being because he's of his position on vaccines in particular,
right.
Because of his position on Ukraine, he is not in favor, RFK Jr., of providing weapons or support for Ukraine. And on a number of issues, and in fact there is even conversation that he would be a candidate, RFK Jr., of the Libertarian Party. He's met with the national leader of the Libertarian Party. But with all of that and the question of Secret Service protection, do you know if Marianne Williamson is getting Secret Service protection? Because wouldn't that be a real question of policy? Is that, in other words, how would Will Hurd, who was a former U.S. congressman, who never generated any support with his campaign, I'm not even sure it's continuing right now, and he's a good guy, a former congressman from Texas, but I seriously doubt that he was getting Secret Service protection. Isn't there some kind of association with the level of support or prominence you've achieved in your campaign as to whether or not you get the federal government to invest in your protection?
No, I think absolutely so. But what stands out in the case of RFK Jr. is that his father was assassinated, right? That this Secret Service protection idea really started there. That his famous uncle was assassinated as president of the United States. And really, of all the other candidates out there that aren't among the Republicans and the Democrats, it really is RFK Jr. who's kind of the third person. So I think in his case, it really does stand out. Oh, and I didn't mention I didn't make this clear, that rally in Los Angeles a couple weeks ago, an armed man managed to sneak into the rally disguised as a police officer or as a security person. So, I mean, if something were to happen, and by the way, imagine, too, if this was all reversed and Donald Trump was president of the United States, and some Republican from a famous Republican family, I mean, RFK being from a famous Democratic family, was challenging him for the nomination, and Trump refused to provide Secret Service protection, the media would be going nuts saying Trump wants the guy dead.
Right? Okay, meanwhile, speaking of wanting people dead, there's a story that I wanted to share with you and with the listeners. The story's from Madison, Wisconsin, where a man illegally brought a loaded handgun into the Wisconsin Capitol building, demanding to see Governor Tony Evers, Democrat, and he returned at night with a rifle after posting bail, police said. The man, this is all yesterday, who was shirtless and had a holstered handgun, approached the governor's office on the first floor of the Capitol in Madison around 2 p.m. on Wednesday. The 43-year-old man said he would not leave until he saw Governor Evers so he could talk about domestic abuse toward men. Capitol Police said in a bulletin sent to lawmakers and their staff members, Evers was not in the building at the time. He then came back later that same night with a rifle to, and this is after he'd been arrested and posted
Amazing.
Bail. Well, there's something crazy with this country with all this talk of civil war, it seems to me.
Yeah, this reminds me of Bill Clark, who was Reagan's closest friend and advisor. He was Reagan's national security advisor, and he was Reagan's chief of staff when Reagan was Governor Reagan in California. And Clark had to deal with all these security threats, and he said, Michael, he said, you know, Paul, what worried us the most weren't the crazies who sent us letters with a picture of them saying, I'm going to come kill the governor, but the guy who you didn't know about. Right, the guy you didn't. So to show up shirtless with a holster and then to come back, at least that guy is a bit more obvious, right? But yeah, that's crazy. That's a crazy situation.
Well, there is, and meanwhile, a crazy situation. It seems to me that we have a prominent author who argues that America doesn't need more God. What America needs is more atheists. Why? Because she said that basically if you don't acknowledge your own atheism, you're either lying for some reason or you're just not very bright. Grove City College, an antidote to that kind of misleading argument. We will get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor a locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today with rates starting at $209 per night Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. A-L-L-E-G-R-E-T-T-O Resort.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.